Okay, Sama.
Yeah,
Okay,
one,
and so
two,
now I'm gonna
three.
start. Oh. I'm sorry, hit start on
Excellent.
OBS now. Okay.
Welcome. That's good. Tice can trim those. He'll do that for us. He's really good. Okay. Three, two, one. And the cat walks in. Sorry, Tice. I promise we are starting off. Three, two, one. Welcome, everybody, to Underrepresented in Tech. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good morning, David, our guest, and good afternoon, Sama. It's good to have you both. Of course, Sama, my wonderful co-host. And David, thank you for joining us as our guest this week.
Of course. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
For me, it's going to be good afternoon, but welcome, David. And it's nice to have you and my lovely co-host, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you both? Good?
Doing well. I'm returned home from my trip to WordCamp Montclair, where I saw Michelle,
We had a
and
hug.
I'm just getting back into the swings of things.
We shared a hug or two. I'm not gonna lie. I love my time with David. He's a good friend in WordPress, and yeah, just more than just what people that you know. We have the ability to make true friendships, and I absolutely love that about WordPress. And David had an idea that we should that I was already thinking about, like, gosh, it's Pride Month. We should do something with Pride Month, but I hadn't even talked to Sama about it yet. And David's like, "Hey, what are you guys doing for Pride Month?" I'm like, "What are you doing Tuesday morning, David?" So here we are. Happy Pride. Happy Pride. Happy Pride. I love it. It's awesome. We've had a parade here last weekend. I was in Montclair, but my friends were sending me pictures of the Rochester Pride Parade, which was super fun. And Buffalo had a parade too. And so my drag friends in Buffalo, I was watching their videos and
Nice.
their images on Instagram. And I mean, I love a good celebration, especially for a good cause. But welcome, David. And yeah,
Same here.
absolutely. And you've
In
given us.
Orlando, oh,
No,
sorry.
go ahead, please.
I was saying in Orlando, we do our Pride parade in October because it coincides with National Day of Coming Out. So our event is called Come Out with Pride, which is National Day of Coming Out is October. Oh no, is it 10th or the 11th? I think it's October 11th. Sorry if I'm getting that wrong by a day. And so it's a lot better for the terrible summer weather in Florida to, be outside and do a big event in October as opposed to in June.
Nice. Yeah, here in Netherlands, we already started in June. We had the parade in Utrecht, but also we are famous with an August to do an Amsterdam, the canal that everyone in the boat and celebrate and enjoy. So yeah, it's really, and also in June, WordCamp Europe, a lot of celebrations. So yeah.
Nice.
I love the idea that we have these months that are dedicated to things. Like we have Black History Month, we have Women's Month, we have or Women's History Month, we have Pride Month. But it also reminds us that it shouldn't be contained to just, 28, 29, 30, 31 days, whatever. I guess there are none that are actually just, yeah, anyway, 20, 29
Leap year.
every 4 years. That's right. But that it's a good reminder for us, and it's a good way to really champion different communities. But that we should also remember that people w that fit within those communities don't only exist 1 month of the year. So I want to say that and preface that while we are here talking about Pride, that the issues that we talk about, the things that we celebrate, are prevalent all 12 months of every year. And so to be mindful of that, after the Pride Month is gone, our friends in the LGBTQ plus community still exist, still have issues that they deal with, which we're going to talk through some of those today, and still have things that they're proud of. No pun intended, of course, that are making incredible strides and moves. And so, please think about everybody all the time, because all of our friends need our support all year long.
Absolutely agree. I think of it as a time that we can coordinate to celebrate. So not not necessarily saying like this is the only month that these things matter, but we all can set our calendars a little bit and say like, hey, we're all going to do something now.
Exactly.
I want to see my friends every day, but every once in a while I have to like pull out the calendar and we have to get on the group chat and be like, are we good on Friday? Are we good on Saturday? So we all decided, hey, we're good with June. June is when we're gonna have parades.
Exactly. Which is kind of funny in a way, David, because when Allie and I had an episode early on about Pride, and we were like, it's Pride Month, it's Pride Month. You're like, well, not in Florida. It's not. We're like, oh, I didn't know that. But generally speaking, Pride Month is celebrated more places than not, I would think, in June. But then like, let's
Absolutely.
celebrate it in October too. I love that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, there's a variety of different there are a variety of different days of remembrance and days of visibility. So like myself as an agender individual, day of visibility was 3 weeks ago now. So you know, even though it happened before this, but then again, they just happen at different times throughout the year for various different reasons, you know, different groups, different setups.
So you just used a term that I'm not familiar with. I've heard transgender, I've heard non-binary. Can you explain what agender is, please?
Yes, so maybe people are familiar with the term like atheist. And I'm pronouncing it like that with more emphasis on the A to acknowledge like you know the A part, the to say without. Saying without gender. The idea is, or the reason that it feels important to me is I am not a lot of people who are not very familiar with trans individuals and trans community really consider it as a binary still. By that I mean, oh, well, then you were born as a man, but you're really a woman, or you were born as a woman, but you're really a man, or and I am using that language specifically here as a this is what I would perceive the lay person who isn't already inclined to dislike us as using. There are a wide array of ways that people would describe themselves and characterize themselves, their gender, sexuality, sexual orientation. Myself, I've just found over the years that what feels more right to me is it's something that I don't, it's not something that I consider a part of myself. So that's why I say without.
I love that. And I love learning new things all the time. And I've often said that I, as a learning, growing individual, make mistakes. And, I have mispronounced people in the past and apologized for it because it slipped out, even though I know somebody new that I've met is non-binary and that's their terminology for themselves. And so I have said he or she instead of they or them. And then I immediately apologize, not necessarily publicly, depending on the situation, right? Depend I don't want to call necessarily a lot of attention or whatever, but I've gone back to the person and said, please forgive me. I am a learning, growing individual and I am endeavoring to do better. And that is always met with thank you for acknowledging, first of all, that you made a mistake. And secondly, trying to do better, right? Because we
Absolutely.
are learning, growing individuals. And it's not something that those of us in Western New York who are cishet white people grew up with terminologies like that. And so yeah, it's learning, growing. And I think I do better every day, but I appreciate people who want to educate and give me the time and energy to learn. So I appreciate you, David, because you always are patient and kind and seek
I
to help.
appreciate you as well. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I just want to you know, to just interject and say that you know, you mentioned where you live and where you grew up. But I don't think that I mean, I'm not not to say that yeah, some places have a bit more knowledge than others, but for myself personally, I didn't you know, when I was growing up, there are a lot of terms that are commonly used now that well, one, some of them didn't exist, or certainly, you know, weren't in common usage. And the reason I think about that is that there are a lot of people who have different language that they feel is important, whether it's language that they do or do not use. So, as an example, most people will use the term transgender now, but there also are plenty of people who were alive and calling themselves things like transvestite, transsexual, other language that is not as in common usage now. But that's still valid. And certainly, you know, I would not try to tell somebody what they can describe themselves as, because that's kind of like the whole point. So like I did not learn any language around non-binary or any of the other many ones that I could list off until I was, I mean, until some of these until I was in my 30s. And so the reason I wanted to bring that up is I don't think that all of this is immutable for anybody. But I also think that, it's all right if you don't yet have the language for something. Quite honestly, for a lot of queer people, the finding the language and finding the communities is part of that queer joy. And I also use the word queer specifically because, again, that's another one that has history that was used as a slur for some people. Some people consider it reclaimed, some not. I think that's most people I know consider it a positive term, and we use it in a positive and endearing way with one another.
That's
That's how I
nice.
describe the big spectrum that I'm in.
I think some of it has to do with age too, right? So like I'm 55 years old, and so I had a different experience in my youth around all of the issues and where and when I grew up, it was very much a closeted thing, and nobody was celebrated in my community. They were chastised. And so like I grew up thinking I knew nobody who was gay, and yet so many of my high school friends are out as gay and happily showing off their spouses and relationships. And I celebrate that now. But you look back and you're like, I feel sad that they couldn't at that point in time live their authentic selves because of the way that children in that day and age reacted to one another's differences. And it makes me sad, but I'm happy that they are who they are authentically now. But part of me like cries
And I
for
don't want to keep
that little kid, right? Yeah.
right. I'll say I don't want to keep speaking over Sama. I want to make sure that you have
Oh
time
yes,
to
of course.
jump in
No
as well.
question.
But the one thing, just because you keep saying so many things I want to build upon, is that there are people, I will say there are a subset of people in the queer community who are doing that thing that some people do with generational conflict, like, oh, you kids these days have it so easy. I had to be in the closet and everything like that. I love to be the exact opposite of that. I am in awe of, amazed by, and so happy. This isn't for everybody, but that there are so many, queer, there are so many trans youth, so many gay kids that feel comfortable now. It doesn't always work out. I acknowledge that. But like there are so many teenagers now who are expressing themselves in ways that I didn't even know, let alone would feel comfortable or confident doing at that age. And I'm happy about that. I can bemoan the things that I missed out on when I was younger, but I'm thankful that fewer people have to.
Nice.
I love that Sama comes from the European perspective, and I would love to hear some of
Yeah.
what your experiences are there around the topics that we're talking about.
For me, I have actually another background, which like I'm coming from Middle East, which is funny because when I was a teenager, that topic was kind of taboo not to talk about. And when I was starting in my 20s, then a couple of friends, they were kind of coming out of the closet and being honest. I will say the young generation, I'm talking about 30s, 20s, even 40s, are accepting more and more. And that really makes me happy. Of course, we cannot compare what's happening now, the acceptance in there compared to Europe or even the States. I think like in the next couple of years, I hope the people will be more relaxed to say it out loud. We don't have this crazy law against it. So yeah. In Europe, I will go differently totally. Like I'm happy to live in to be living in the Netherlands, one of the first countries who's supporting gay marriage. And I am really happy that we are at Yoast working with one organization, COC. That one is fighting for the gay and LGBT rights since 1946. So that is really amazing. Also at the same time, for me, I'm coming from different background. Also, I love to learn and to educate myself. And it was really funny because 2 weeks ago we have LGBTQ plus introduction and how to become an ally. And for me, like, I always have difficulties. Like, I'm scared to ask the wrong question. And what can you say? And especially about the pronouns that you said earlier, Michelle, you made a mistake. For me, it's how to say sorry, because you want to apologize and then you exaggerate your apology and then you make the other person unfeeling uncomfortable. And then you say, like, oh, I'm not going to ask it. Oh, and I'm not going to say it again. And then you learn how to navigate those things. It's, of course, it's amazing learning process, but I think it's really important to educate people about it. Sadly, also at the same time in the Netherlands, the acceptance a little bit the last 1 or 2 years is becoming less than before, but that the COC, the organization, is really working and improving. And I'm not gonna brag, I'm gonna brag a little bit. Joost is really partnership with them, and that's why I love Joost to the maximum. And I think they're doing an amazing, great work, especially with asylum. There's million cases. They're really helping them, especially with same-sex couple or many things that they're doing amazing things. So yeah, but it's so different from the States in Europe. And if you're going to talk other parts of the world, we're not going to talk to Asia and Africa, because that's still, sadly, some countries in the dark ages in this matter. Yeah.
Well, I want to kind of bring
And
this
I,
in. Oh, sorry. I want to bring it back to tech, though, David. And
yeah,
you've given
oh,
us
exactly.
a bunch of things to talk about. And specifically, like, as women, we talk about the tech bros a lot, right? And how tech bros kind of sit at the top of the pyramid in the tech community and the tech companies. And it's something that you had put on the list of things that are like, hey, maybe we should talk about this too. And so I'm wondering, what is your take on tech bros as somebody in the queer community?
So the reason I mentioned Tech Bros specifically is it's because it's something that I personally, well, one, I've personally run into problems with, and I know other people who have as well, that there is a defining culture in the world of technology, especially I would say like in the world of like startups and venture funded businesses, the kind of businesses that are providing some of the best jobs in technology that you can get. That there are mindsets there that that are I would say very male dominated, in a way that when I say male dominated, I do mean more like cishet male dominated, that can be uncomfortable for a lot of people, and I both mean uncomfortable in that the times when people actually. Like it's very clearly some sort of queer phobia, transphobia, something like that. But also just those little microaggressions that you get from people. And even beyond that, or even before that, the worry that you might have about being your full authentic self in the workplace. And that's something that really is a problem for a lot of people who are queer because I go somewhere and I don't know how is this person going to react to me. And for myself, I run my own company, and so part of it is a are they going to want to continue working with me or not if they know this? For if you're looking to get a job in the tech industry, it could well be, am I going to get passed over for this job or for this promotion because of that? And then just like any other way that that happens in the industry, it's also can be kind of insidious that. There's enough plausible deniability that it's like, oh no, somebody else was just a better fit for the job or something like that. But it's really hard to determine if that's, the case or not. It coming out isn't just a one-time thing. It's basically that you have to do with everybody throughout your life. And that's something that, that there's a calculated decision to be made every time. And it's just one of those emotional tolls that can detract from doing the thing that you want to be doing, which is just doing good work. We work with an organization in Orlando, and I'm going to name call them. It's called the Zebra Coalition. If anyone would like to find an organization that works with queer youth, it is zebrayouth.org. My husband and I do donation drives and things with them multiple times each year. It's an organization for queer youths who do not have family support, basically homeless queer youth, but they also serve people who, you know, may still have that support but need other things like help with education, help with healthcare, help with job hunting, things like that. It's a really great organization. But the reason that I bring them up is years ago, this was even pre-pandemic, when everyone started working from home, they asked us to help them set up a few workshops, because they knew me as also running our WordPress meetup. And they want to do some workshops to show some of the, when I say youths, I'm talking about their general age range is like 14 to 24. So of working age, mainly. They want to have run some workshops on looking for and training for remote jobs. And the reason that they brought up was specifically for people who were undergoing transition. It's a lot more comfortable to be able to work from home. You know, when you have things going on, you know, whatever the difficulties might be of getting to an office or of being around other people. So yeah, it's something that the tech industry could be very useful for if we don't have, you know, unnecessary gatekeeping.
Yeah, that makes a lot
amazing.
Of sense. You make me think of a lot of things, and the list that you gave us has so many things on it. Like, we could definitely have an entire week-long workshop, right? Which would be awesome. Maybe we should do it. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. But and I'm not kidding when I say that, but there's so much work to be done, and there's so much I think that allies can do for sure. What do you see as the roles of allies and allyship within the WordPress and the tech community? How can straight white old women like me be helpful and be an ally to the community?
I think it could be the same for most any community, in that, you know, people say, of course, you know, spend time listening more than talking over people. But also, you know, you have a really great position. Both of you have great positions to be helpful to people who, you know, might not otherwise be able to receive certain opportunities. And, you know, I'm gonna be clear and say, like, I don't mean, oh, you know, I know so-and-so and they're trans and, you know, we need to hire someone, let's hire a trans person. But you could be like, oh, I already am comfortable with so-and-so. I know that they do good work and, you know, we'd like to give them a shot or something. Basically, it's, I guess I'm trying to step away from saying, you know, I'm thinking about so many things that are culture wars here in Florida and in the US of, like, you know, basically calling it affirmative action. Like, oh, you're just trying to check off a box for diversity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, no, I'm not saying like, oh, you know, just because this person is queer, hire them. But, you know, you're more likely to give someone a chance and say like, oh, we have a program at Yoast, you know, because I know you have a wide variety of programs that you offer that so many that, you know, I don't know them. And you might say like, oh, yeah, we have this one, you know, that could be right up your alley. Why don't you take a look at it? I think that's a good way to be an ally, ally. Sorry, both together. Being more open to giving people opportunities, I think it's a good way to do it. And when you talked about using the wrong language and everything, for pretty much every queer person I know, they say what they want people to do is say sorry or say, you know, correct it and then move on. Mm-hmm. You know, as in like, you don't need to make it a whole thing. You don't need, cause then that can also be another source of discomfort. Like, oh, I'm being othered, sure. You know, oh, someone has to change their behavior just for me or something like that. And it's really just more, I don't know. I guess I myself don't really find it that challenging because I don't really, when I say I don't find it challenging, I mean, I'm not even going to debate somebody on the historical usage of the word they or something like that. I'm just going to be like, okay, they use they. Done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, certainly, you can forget, you can slip up, and of course, you won't know for people without asking in advance. But that doesn't mean that you're doing any of those things out of malice.
I love what you said, that it's okay to make a mistake and apologize and just like, let's die at that moment and learn and move from it. Because I think sometimes people are a little bit that scared of like to talk about it. And I think educating people about it, it's really important. I don't know, maybe because it's happened in Europe, there was a WordPress event related to LGBT plus group. The Spanish community did it. It's called SOMS. I don't know if am I butchering the name? I think I'm butchering the name. I think that is really amazing because they're trying to connect. I don't want to say the two community, they connect the communities more to introduce more. And that's really good baby step to have a better understanding, to share knowledge. And you said something about hiring and it clicked my brain. Some big companies sometimes when they want to target a specific group, sometimes they write female candidate are encouraged to apply to this position. Maybe I'm crossing line and I want to apologize if I'm making mistake earlier. Is it acceptable like a queer is encouraged to apply to this post? Is it okay to say it? Is it okay like because then if you want to target specific group or you encourage more diversity in that group in your company, is it okay to publish a job post like that?
In my mind, I mean, yes, I generally think that would be okay. I'm not going to do not use my endorsement here as a blanket endorsement for anything that any company's planning on doing. But what I mean to say is it really would depend upon the language. And I think personally, what I look at most when looking at the makeup of companies and who they are trying to attract is why they're trying to attract those people. A lot of companies that I know that are queer owned highlight the fact that they are queer owned, and then also say, that they have a preference for that because they understand that there's already a strong bias against, hiring marginalized people. And so in my mind, I think of it as not, oh, again, the whole like, oh, we're going to check a box of diversity, or oh, I can't, whatever things people might have, more just I mean, I choose to work with people because I want to do work with those people. For better or worse, there are hundreds of thousands of people out there that do all the same things that we do for a living. And some of them don't get as many opportunities as others. And so I really don't see an issue going like, well, I have the position here, like let's say I'm hiring somebody and I am going to be offering someone a livelihood. I would like to do so and also be more beneficial while doing so.
Awesome. Thank you for the advice. It's like I'm trying to learn and I want to do better because for me, I love when I see a job opening. I no specific targeting for anyone because then you feel like everyone is welcome, so inclusive. But I understand sometimes there's company they're really targeting specific group, not to fake diversity, but because they really need bad, like a female, let's say a designer or some or a developer or something. So it took a lot of ages for people like to say it out loud, we need more female forces. We need to make more diversity. And I wish we, as we talked in a couple of episodes, Michelle and I, we talk about the naked diversity because people see only like men and women or people of color or white people. And that's it. They now it's totally different range. It's totally different range of a lot of things to be diverse in. Yeah. But thanks for the explanation. Thank you.
Yeah, and when I say you gave me another idea that would be an example, as you want to increase diversity, you could very well say, this is why it's part of our company's mission. We understand, I mean, say there are so many studies that have been shown that say, more diverse teams lead to better outcomes, lead to more profitability, lead to more productivity. And so I mean, at the end of the day, a corporation is, a business is a business. They have reasons to exist, and it's not to make us all feel good and feel happy. And I would not feel a problem with a company saying we're looking to hire a more diverse group of people because you're going to make us more money. I would be proud to be able to say, like, yes, my diversity is a strength, not a weakness.
Awesome.
Along those same lines, with ethnicity, there was a period of time, and there are still some people who say this, like, well, I don't see color. I'm colorblind when it comes to ethnicities. And people of color is like, no, I'm black, or I'm Hispanic. I am a person of color, and that should be acknowledged, and I should be embraced for who I am. Is rainbow blindness a thing? Is there like a term, if that's not the right term, but is there a, like, oh, I don't care who you love as long as you do the job right, kind of almost lip service to the queer community? And how do we combat that if it is?
No, I've never heard the term rainbow blindness, but I kind of like it.
I guess I just coined it. I don't know. We'll have to do a little research.
I can't say that's something that I personally have experienced, or that I normally when because I mean there's a diversity and spectrum for everything, but people, are more likely to put something into a binary, to say, like, I am a Latin person, I'm a black person. They might could be more specific and say, like, myself, I'm from Puerto Rico. So, like specific culture, countries, things like that. But since there's already such a wide spectrum for people who are in the queer community, same, like, sexuality is a spectrum, gender is a spectrum, things like that. At least that's what I think should be non-controversial statements. I think people are more likely to already. I think people who are in the queer community are probably more likely to already have that rainbow blindness, intrinsically, I guess. I might be wording that poorly. What I mean to say is, I have a variety of trans people around me, people who are non-binary, people who are, binary trans, agender people, gender fluid, gender non-conforming, so many different things that that I'm like, well, all of them are equally valid. So, yeah, I guess what I mean to say is, like, I'm not going to go like, oh, well, I'm fine with gay people, but I'm not fine with gender fluid people.
Right.
I'm
Oh, good
sure there's
point.
somebody out there like that, but
I'm
yeah.
sure there is too. Absolutely. Yeah, that just makes you wonder, like, just how people are perceived and what people prefer. And you could be standing next to somebody else in the queer community and different preferences and language and things, which is basically what you've already said. And both are valid, right? Both are valid. I'm allowed to call myself old at 55, and other people might be like, you're young. I'm like, but I don't feel young, and I'm allowed to say that I'm old, and I'm allowed to feel old. And tomorrow I might not feel as old as I did today, and that's still valid too. So I think my take on it is what people come to you and proclaim who and what they are and how they perceive themselves is valid, and that should be respected.
Yeah,
Yeah,
definitely.
I think just not gatekeeping people. I'm not going to say, oh, you're not allowed to call yourself old. You have to wait until you're this age to start calling yourself old. That's not something that I can say for anyone else.
Right.
I won't even st I mean, I might give them a side eye, but I'm not going to look at someone who's younger than maybe I'm like, oh, I'm so old, and be like, like, that's fair. I understand the feeling. Yeah.
Just like it's okay for somebody to call themselves non-binary and somebody else to call themselves agender and maybe mean the same thing and maybe not, and that's still perfectly valid. Yeah, makes sense. Well, we're coming up on time, but I don't want to cut off any ideas. I know you had a list of things. Is there any, if there's one more thing on the list of topics that you really wanted to say today, which one would it be, and how can we help and discuss that?
I think that we've covered a large portion of the ideas that I had. So I think the only thing really that I would want to leave people with, especially since it's currently Pride Month, is being supportive to a community does not mean being supportive to a community when it's in fashion. And in this case, I mean, yes, it is. I'm not going to be upset for a company changing their logo to a rainbow logo for the month of June, but I also think that it's completely understandable to be critical of those companies if they don't represent that in any other way or at any other time of the year. Because unfortunately, there are a number of companies out there that, we can go, oh, it's nice that you're saying you support, people now, but also just last month you did this thing, or you still sell this product that has these issues that we've raised to you for years or something. Being on the internet, it can be a bit skewed because we discussed this over the weekend. People will find something to be upset about no matter
Of
what.
course.
That's just, I think, I wouldn't say the wisdom of the crowd. I have to say, whatever the opposite of that is, within a crowd, you will always find somebody who does not agree with something. But no, in general, I think it's worth celebrating, companies when they do start supporting, and also holding them accountable when they don't. So I don't know. That's my long-winded way of saying I don't mind seeing a parade float for a bank at Pride, as long as they actually hire queer employees and don't take advantage of them and treat them well.
I
Makes
totally
sense.
agree with you. Yeah, I totally agree. I love what you said, especially at the end, because a lot of companies do it. It's just like so fashionable. Let's do this. It's so fashionable, and they do nothing. They don't even work on the recruitment plan, or they don't do anything. Only just like, oh, that month, okay, let's do it. Let's take a couple of photos, and that's it. It's funny. It's reminded me there was a TED Talk. I forgot her name. She was talking. She created the website Renting Diversity as a joke, and there was company reaching out for her just to rent people so they can look diverse. So yeah,
Oh boy.
I think there's companies like act like that, and I hope if anyone can hear us, please don't do it. If you want to celebrate it the whole year, and also, work on your recruitment to be more diverse. Yeah.
Yeah, my husband works for an insurance company, and they do have a lot of employee resource groups, or ERGs. And one of them that he's a part of is the queer group, and they host events. They have some things planned for both June and for October because of where we live. But in addition to that, I know that he is supported at his job. Even before we were married, I was able to get health insurance with him because they supported domestic partnerships, which is not something that every company does. So even though we didn't have like that legal paper that we weren't unable to get at the time, they donate money regularly, both to the organization that I mentioned and other organizations. So, am I going to say, oh, that absolves any company of everything they do? No, I'm sure they have more than enough skeletons like every other company. But that said, I know that they aren't just showing up to make themselves look better. They're
Yeah.
trying to make themselves look better and to help other people.
Absolutely. And it's also important, is it not, that those companies, if they have those resource groups, and even if company doesn't have a recognized resource group, that they have safe spaces and safe people and reporting capabilities for any kind of infringement against somebody in the queer community as they would any other person.
Yeah, I've seen them at his at via my husband and via him working from home now, so I'm actually witnessing more of it, seeing that they do have some of those problems like anywhere, but I have seen, and he's told me, that they get problems resolved. And so I'm confident that it's a place that people can be more comfortable to be who they are.
Yeah, and more
And I just
places
want
should
more
do that.
places to be like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, David, thank you so much for taking the time to share with us today. I've learned more. I think of myself as a fairly educated person. And I think that educated people know that there's always more to learn. And I thank you for being somebody who has patience with me and helps me learn and grow and do better all the time through your friendship. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate having a great friend like you, and I can't wait to see you again at hopefully WordCamp US or something, one of the ones coming up soon.
Absolutely.
But yeah,
Maybe WordCamp Europe. I'm trying, David. I'm trying to bring you. Maybe WordCamp Europe will be there.
What? Not this year, because that's in like what, a month, a few weeks.
No, it's
Next
just
week.
it's
Next
next
week.
week.
Next week.
And I
Funny
can.
enough, oh, sorry.
Yeah, I was going to tell you that it's amazing Pride Month in Italy, in Turin, and there's amazing Pride party hosted like by Yoast and Codeable and Bluehost. Like there's a lot of amazing things. And of course, I think they sold more than 2,500 tickets. So it's
Oh,
really
wow.
big WordCamp. And you must be advise you, like it will be awesome to have you one time in WordCamp Europe. But you can still buy the tickets. So I'm just not being too pushy for
I would
you.
love to one of these days. I actually do have a connection to Italy already, and I would love to, you know, go at some point. But that's just like somebody asked me on Saturday if I was going to WordCamp Canada, and you know, they were like, "Oh, it's like July 1st or 2nd or something." I'm like, "I guess I'm not now. That's a little bit too close for me to pack my bags and just jump on a plane."
Yeah, understandable. But our paths will cross again this year. I'm quite certain.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you both so much for having me. Thank you just in the first place for, you know, when I brought up the topic, just immediately jumping on board.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for bringing us the topic and helping us work through it and bring some things to light. So very much appreciated. Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you, David. Thank you, Sama, as always. I love working with you. And I don't know what our topic is for next time. And we will have at least 1 week off as we are both traveling to Torino and have vacations and things like that. But we will keep you all updated. And any week that we don't have an episode, we'll pull one out of the archive of something that we want you to hear. So thank you all for being with us every week. We'll see you on the next episode of Underrepresented in Tech. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for having me.